Fifth parak of Sukkah, Mishnah Zayin, David HaMelech instituted there were 24 Mishmaris of Kohanim, and each Mishmar would work a week per year, and it came out that basically most Mishmaris would do only twice a year, and there was a little bit extra that some would do a third time. So when the Mishmar was, it was the week of that Mishmar, they would be doing the Iker Avoida, and they would get the Korbanos Tziva that were brought in those times. Three times a year, all the mishmaras would be together in the Beit HaMikdash, and they would all be equal. That's the murei regolim, the korbanos of the regolim, the musafim of the regolim, and also the olas re'iyon shalmei chagiga, that they were entitled to do the avoda for these korbanos. Chiluk lechem aponim, that every Shabbos they would put on the new lechem aponim, take off the old one. So even though in a regular week the mishmaros that were involved would split the lechem aponim between the one that was leaving and the one that was coming in, but on Shalosh Regolim all the kohanim that were there were entitled to a chiluk of the lechem aponim. Batzeres oimim loy heilech matzah heilech chometz. It says that on Shavuos, that came on Shabbos, aside from the lechem aponim, they also had the two alechem, shnei alechem, that were special Shavuos korbanos that were brought. So they would say one to another, you take the matzah, which is the lechem aponim, and you take the chametz, which is the shnei alechem. Yeah. Everyone was entitled to a little bit of the chametz, a little bit of the matzah. Mishma shizman kavua hu makiv tzmitin. The mishma who's supposed to work in that week of the year, he's the one who brings the korban tamid, even on regolim smashma. Nedarim nedavish shar korban tzibu, and he'd bring also all of the korban that people were noida to bring at other times of the year. And they happened to bring him during the regal. The mishma who had that time of the year was his mishma, would take care of those, and also. Other korbanos tzibur. Tesis Yontif says it's talking about Musaf Shabbos. Musafim that were not specifically for the Yontif, just for Shabbos. Yeah. Gemara says other korbanos tzibur, korban katas for the tzibur, they will take care of. Makriv is hakol. Yeah, and they would be makriv all the korbanos that were not specifically shy for the regal. In other words, all the korbanos that came to Aliyah's regal would share in the korbanos that was shayach to the regel, the musafia regel. The korbanos were brought by the oiler regel specifically for the regel and for lechem aponim. But other things were shayach to the mishmer of that was serving in that week. Yom tov hatzamach l'shabbos ben l'fenevim atzareh ho yukol mishmeres shavim b'chiluk lechem aponim. If Yom tov came out on the last day of Yom tov came out on a Friday, so the Shabbos afterwards, even though it's really after Yom tov, still, since the Kohanim was still there, they were entitled to have Tarek of Lechem upon him. Bread, challah, the Kohanim Shabbos.